Morning Light is a listener-supported ministry of New Life Christian Fellowship in Trumbull. And Lord, this morning, a special burden on my heart to share with your people. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you will use it to your glory only. Lord, that you would hide this unworthy vessel behind the cross. That, Lord Jesus, you be glorified. Father, that you would minister to your people through it, I pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. And something very special is on my heart this morning to share. To share a miracle portion of my testimony. Something I don't talk about very often. But I feel that the Lord has put it upon my heart to share it with you, my dear listening friends who've listened for so long. I pray in Jesus' name that it will bless and encourage those who hear. Lord, as we come before you to worship you in Jesus' name, here's Carolyn Cavanaugh, I Worship You, a very special song.
Come the fount of every blessing, I will turn my heart to praise. Streams for mercy never cease. Lord, I long to know your will.
love that song, especially that part where she sings, "You will lead me in the morning light, songs that fill my heart with praise." That's Carolyn Cavanaugh from right here in Connecticut. This morning, a very special theme, and a little bit later, I'll be sharing a miracle portion of my testimony. The theme, being His vessel. Here is Wayne Watson, song titled "Dreaming Again." Listen to these words.
What is past is past. What is done is over. I will not go back and relive what's best forgotten. I can't say why healing is so painful, or why it takes so long for old memories to fade.
And you are the living water.
to me your truth and make me aware of you. Just use me, Lord, whatever you want me to do.
Wonderful song is from 1989. That's New Wine, Use Me, Lord. Before that, Wayne Watson, Dreaming Again. This morning, the theme is being His vessel. And that has been the desire of my heart for a long time. Oh, precious Lord, make me something to use. Here's Greg Troyer.
Jesus, take this heart, mold it into something you can use. Take my broken life and put it back together. I draw the line. I'm tired of feeling empty. I know it's time. Turn and run to you. I've been here before. Now I'm ready to surrender. I'm tired of living my own life. So Jesus, I run back to you. Even though I'm tired, I know I have to. King of all ages, you are my crown, so I come to gladly lay it down for you. It's easy to forget inside I'm dying. I need your love around me. Please hold me close and never let me go. I hear your voice. You say, my child, I know you're trying. You died so I can live again. So Jesus, I run. I run back to you. Even though I'm tired, I know I have to. King of all ages, you on my crown. So I come to gladly lay it down. Jesus, I run. Run back to you. Even though I'm tired, I know I have to. King of all ages, are you on my crown? So I come to gladly lay it down for you. I give it all to you. Let me give it all to you. Take it away from me. Take it. The world is turning its back on you today, reaping the fruit of going their own way. The wrongs I've done, I don't have time to say. But oh Lord, do this one thing for me today. Oh Lord, make me your instrument. Keep me a resident in your short, but still many do not see. So many lost and longing to be free. Make me the life that you've wanted me to be. I'm not much, but if you want, use me. As unto you. The road may be rough, but I always make it through. That's why I know that your love is true.
That song came out the year I gave my heart to Christ, 21 years ago. That was 1986. Bass and Company, Make Me Your Instrument. Before that, Greg Troyer, Something to Use. And that's been my prayer all these years, to be something He can use. Our theme this morning, being His vessel. Here's Gary Chapman, Man After Your Own Heart.
Father in heaven and earth, I call to you like deep calls to deep over water. Show me your endless measure of grace. Let tender shine once again from your holy face. Deep in my soul, there's a craving to please the one who has saved me. Oh God, though I have fallen so far, a man after your own heart. I am driven by rivers of pride. You are still waters again. Use me in spite of the prodigal child that you know I am. Just as a deer runs to water, so does my soul.
Hard to imagine that song is 12 years old, 1995. Man After Your Own Heart, that's Gary Chapman. My friend, there's no one on this earth who's more amazed when I look in the mirror than myself. Here's the group Desperation, the song Amazed.
You dance over me while I am unaware. You say
found. Lord, I'm amazed by you. And Lord, I'm amazed by you.
Desperation. I want to read the 139th Psalm, but it would be difficult to get through it without losing emotional control, because it's such a beautiful passage, and God did a literal miracle that I'll be sharing in just a few minutes, many years ago. So here is the Psalm 139 set to music by Michael Card. Search Me and Know Me is the title of this song.
Search and you know me. You know when I sit, you know when I rise, you know what I think, you know where I'm going. Nothing, oh Lord, can hide from your eyes. You close me in, behind and before me. You shield me with your mighty hand. Such knowledge is
darkness, you're by my side. And if I rise on the wings of the morning, or settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, for your right hand is holding me. Bright as day, so search me, Lord, and lovingly lead me in your everlasting way.
Those are the first 12 verses of Psalm 139 by Michael Card, the song titled Search Me and Know Me. Here's the part where I need the Lord's strength to keep my emotions. Because this is a miracle that God did over 40 years, 44 years ago. Psalm 139, starting with verse 13. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Psalm 139, verses 13 through 18. Some things that I've never shared publicly before, I'm sharing here now with you, my dear precious friend. I've been walking with the Lord for 21 years now. It was Easter of 87 where I made it a total and absolute surrender. I have a big sister in heaven, whom the Lord took home as an infant before I was even born. And I was the baby that replaced her for my parents. Well, my mom was pregnant with me when she came to this country from Germany. And while staying at my grandparents' house, my dad's parents, she started to bleed, hemorrhaging, drip, 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 drip. She was losing the baby and she knew it. She had been angry at God for taking my sister, and now she was angry again because he was going to take me. So she went up to this little bathroom at my grandmother's house and just said, God, if you let me keep this baby, it's yours. Drip. The blood just stopped. There's no question that this was a miracle from God. This phrase that caught my ear a couple months ago. Every now and then, the God of the universe pauses from all his creation just to touch the heart of one person. In that moment, he touched the heart of a baby barely the size of a hand that was still hidden in the secret place. And the strange thing is, all throughout my childhood, even into my young adulthood, there was something about that little bathroom. I'd go to my grandmother's house and I would just close the lid and sit down on that porcelain fixture and just look out the window and ponder life. And I never knew why. What was it about that little tiny bathroom? Until my mom told me that story a couple of years ago. Fast forward a few years, I was about 4 or maybe 5 years old, and I remember clasping my hands together, folding, interlocking the fingers, and when the palms touched, that was a prayer transmitter. I didn't know to call it that, but somehow I knew in my little childlike thought that that was a transmitter of some kind. When you do that, God hears your prayer. And I would open my hands and think, it's off. I would close them and it's on. And then I stopped. I says, wait, I shouldn't play with this. It's too important. And little did I know, in the fall of 1987, God would speak to my heart about praying on the radio, and I was horrified at the thought. Pray on the radio? And yet he gave me the grace to do so. That was over 20 years ago, and it was right here on this station, the prayer transmitter. And I think, God, who am I? Who am I that the Lord of the universe even knows I exist, that he would touch even in the womb? Here's Casting Crowns.
Who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt? Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart? Well, not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. Because of what you've done, not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow, a wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Catch me when I'm falling. You told me who I am.
felt the thunder. Speak of your name. And I've watched the lightning, your glory proclaim. I've gazed upon mountains that testify of your fame. And I've heard the waves on the ocean echo their refrain. This is my song.
This is my song to the King. That's Pocket Full of Rocks, before that Casting Crowns, and Who Am I? Believe me, friend, what I shared earlier is a testimony of the grace of God. I am nothing but a piece of dirt that the Master chose to pick up and use. And with all my heart, precious Lord, I say, I am yours.
Lord, make me a vessel. Of your word and your will. Speak your words through these lips. Your own words of life. Let them heal the broken hearted. Lord, servant. I'll wait on you hand and foot. Draw me close, let me know you. Let me touch your heart. Let me be your prized creation. I am yours. I am yours. I've been bought with life's precious. I am new.
It was over 20 years ago that the Lord spoke to my heart and began to reveal to me what my calling was. And that calling is Christian radio. That someday God would use this piece of dirt that he picked up as his vessel to raise up a 24-hour FM Christ-centered music station. I believe with all of my heart, I know it like my own name, that that is why I am on this earth and drawing breath. I don't know where, when, or how God will do it, but I trust him for it. In the meantime, I thank him for this program, Morning Light, and the opportunity it gives me to share Christ with you. This song is why I am on this earth. I want Jesus in your heart. Here's Connie Scott.
If I could have one wish, I know just what I'd like to find. If I could have one dream come true before my eyes, more than a pot of gold, more than a pathway to the stars, more than anything I know, I want Jesus in your heart. If I could paint a picture in my mind of what I'd like to see, if I could take you once inside my deepest dream, more than a treasure's glow, more than a comet traveling far, more than anything I know, I want Jesus in your heart. He's more than all the world can give. When he truly comes to live in your heart, why do you try to search for more when he's what you're looking for in your heart? So if I could have wish, I know just what I'd like to find. And if I could have one dream come true before my eyes, more than a pot of gold, more than a pathway to the stars, more than anything I know, I want Jesus. I pray you'll find Jesus. I want Jesus in your heart.
That is my goal. That is my calling. The reason I draw breath on this earth. I want Jesus in your heart, and that's why this program, Morning Light, exists. Precious Lord, thank you for touching an unborn baby so long ago to use as a vessel, Lord, so unworthy. Father, thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that the God of the universe every now and then pauses from all of his creation just to touch the heart of one person. Morning Light is a listener-supported ministry of New Life Christian Fellowship in Trumbull. Check out my blog. Follow the link from Morning Light website. It's mymorninglight.org. My testimony that I shared, you'll find it there on the blog. This is WFIF Milford. It's 7 o'clock.